My grandson continually says he is a bad person, that he is stupid and cannot do anything right. Once he even said he wished he wasn't alive. What do I do for him? Oh, wow. Well, my heart goes out as a grandfather of a lot of grandkids. I'm telling you, it breaks your heart to see that. You know, are we bad people? I built an argument. Christianity says, yeah, we're bad people. But I also said, and please, let your grandchild, your grandson know this. Your grandson is also created with dignity. He's in the image of God. And therefore, I'd say to my son, daughters, as they were growing up, I'd say, you know what? You're special. You're in the image of God. And so you have great dignity. At the same time, you know, we're all bad, broken people. So we have this dignity, and there's a term for that, depravity, bad people. Dignity and depravity. Show me somebody that just thinks I just have dignity. They're arrogant. They're stuck up. They're hard to live with. Oh, they're horrible people to be with. Show me somebody that just thinks they're depraved. You got a problem. And for this grandson, I almost suggest to you, he's going through a situation that is like so many that I deal with so often, that are just depressed and down and have no hope and just say, why live? And you know, the best thing in the world, obviously I believe Christianity is the great answer to life, but it takes a parent, grandparent, coming in and affirming and loving. You know, I appreciate about my father, not a Christian, is deceased now. Could have become a Christian before he died. I don't know. But I'll say this. He had this right. He'd look at me and he'd say, boy, you're going to do okay. You're going to do okay. You're going to do okay. And you know what? I don't know. If I could talk to him now, he may be saying, I didn't really believe it, but I told you that. But I heard this statement that put it together and explained why my dad had such an impact by just his affirmation in my life. Because this is what I heard. I'm not what I think I am, and I'm not what you think I am. I'm actually what I think you think I am. Meaning this, I don't really become in life what I thought I'd become. No. And you know what? I really didn't become what my dad thought. My dad might have been crossing his fingers and asking God to forgive him every time he told me that I was going to do okay. He might have thought, this kid doesn't have a chance. But it's not what I thought of me, and it was not what he thought of me. It's what I thought he thought of me. And so, granddad, grandmom, parent, whoever, boy, you hug that child and say, let me tell you, I believe in you. I believe in you. But also help them understand how they can become, not just what they need to become, but it's through God. Christian faith teaches it's through God doing through us what we can't do on our own. It's a power that we get that is not our own.